sometimes a real estate deal is more complicated than location, location, location. When Napoleon sold Thomas Jefferson the Mississippi River and all lands that drain into it, the size of the United States of America doubled. Thousands of people became Americans overnight, but not necessarily with enthusiasm. Louisianans were formerly subjects of France and Spain. Many had looked forward to becoming French again, as Napoleon hadn't long before bought back the territory from Spanish King Carlos IV. Louisianans were anxious. Who was Thomas Jefferson? Why wasn't he Catholic? This year, modern-day Louisiana is celebrating the bicentennial of that landmark real estate deal. The New Orleans Museum of Art and other museums across the state are mounting exhibits. John Lawrence is the director of exhibits at the historic New Orleans Collection and joins us from WWNO. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
And would it be fair to say that a lot of people living in Louisiana of the time really were proud of being French and wanted to be French again?
Yes, although Spain had governmental control of the territory for 40 years prior to the transfer to the United States, the population remained largely French-speaking and very devoted to French government. The colonial prefect who was sent to Louisiana in early 1803, Pierre-Clément Lossat, noted in his journal at the time that all Louisianians are Frenchmen at heart, and his initial proclamation in March of 1803 to the citizens of Louisiana produced great joy among the population that they were to be French once again.
What were some of the concerns that many people in New Orleans had about becoming Americans?
I think at the root of it was just an uncertainty of what would happen, and this expressed itself in different ways. The Ursuline nuns, who had established a community in New Orleans in 1727, were split about the desire to remain in New Orleans. Those who had come to the city under Spanish administration wanted to continue their religious work under a Catholic monarch, and so that community of Spanish Ursulines went to Cuba after the Louisiana Purchase.
Were they just plainly concerned about what a secular government was, that they would be able to...
I think that was it. Yeah. And this gave them great pause. The nuns did receive assurance from no less an authority than Thomas Jefferson in a letter that he wrote to the Mother Superior in New Orleans, saying that not only was their work admired, but they should have no concerns about being able to pursue it under an American government. On the secular side, people were concerned about their property claims that had been given to them either under French or Spanish rule would be honored by the Americans. The whole issue of slavery, whether or not planters who depended on their holdings of slave labor were going to be able to continue. And of course, this not only was a concern that played itself out in 1803, but one that ultimately wasn't resolved until the American Civil War.
How did the Americans announce their presence in New Orleans?
It's all very ceremonial. There's a certain military component to it, naturally. Flags were raised and lowered. And then there was a proclamation posted by Governor Claiborne in three languages, in French, Spanish, and in English. And this was the way that the ceremony and this official proclamation were the way that most people would have learned about the transfer of the territory.
Were Americans and Louisianans at all concerned that these were two distinct cultures, which were then thrown together as a single nation?
Oh yes, that during the in the wake of the transfer of the territory to the United States, the French were pretty disappointed at having the rug yanked out from under them in terms of government. And at one point, two dances were begun at the same time, an American dance and a French quadrille. And there was this impasse that went on, and the contestants got a little heated, and the French announced that if there was any woman in the room who had a drop of French blood in her veins, she should leave. And so the women departed, and so the standoff was effectively ended. But, you know, a country's honor was sort of reduced to which dance would take precedence at the celebration.
I wonder if anybody walked over to the band and said, play La Marseillaise, play La Marseillaise.
If that happened, it's not recorded.
Mr. Lawrence, thanks very much.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
John Lawrence, Director of Museum Programs at the historic New Orleans Collection, speaking for member station WWNO in New Orleans.